I'm Yona Stamatis. Joining me in the studio is Maestro Alistair Willis, music director and conductor of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Hello, Alistair. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Yona. Great to be here.
Also in the studio today is Jack Marsh, the artistic director of Circus Flora, the famous one-ring traveling circus based in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Yona.
We have gathered in the studio today to discuss the Holiday Pops in the Heartland concert, titled A Winter Fable, that will take place this evening, Friday, November 21st, at 7 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium, here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. The Holiday Pops concert is much more than a concert this year. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra will be joined by numerous circus acts as guest artists, including members of Circus Flora and of the Flying Willendas, narrate the concert with entertaining and even breathtaking circus stunts. This is a family concert, and audiences of all ages are welcome. For more information and to acquire tickets, please visit the website of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra at ilsymphony.org. Alistair, I think this year you may have outdone yourself by programming perhaps the most awe-inspiring Holiday Pops concert in the history of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Perhaps would you begin by telling us what audiences can expect at the Holiday Pops concert this year? Is it a concert, a circus, a show?
It is all of the above. You're so sweet to think that I've outdone myself. This wouldn't have happened without the gentleman sitting opposite me, Jack Marsh, and my affiliation with Circus Flora, which started 4 years ago. And Jack and Cecil and a few others, they say, well, hang on, could we come up and do a show with you? It's only an hour up the road from St. Louis. And that's what got our juices flowing. We started researching the incredible circus history and heritage that there is in this region. There are 80 of the world's most famous aerialists buried in Bloomington Normal. And Bloomington used to be the center for circus in America before it moved to Sarasota, Florida, where it is now.
Yeah, Ringling Brothers had a long history. They put their winter quarters in a number of different places around the country, and at one point this was their home.
And Jack, you are the artistic director of Circus Flora, I understand. Can you tell us a bit about the group, about its history and its current work?
Yeah, Circus Flora was founded in 1986 as a theatrical one-ring classical European-style circus. So we normally perform in our big top tent with a single ring. It has all of the classical circus elements: horses, dogs, performing families, aerialists, tightrope, flying trapeze. But mixed in with that is a strong commitment to the theatrical side of things. The founder of Circus Flora, David Balding, was a theater producer initially before falling in love with the circus. And so he brought with him the perspective that we need to put on a fully immersive theatrical production, including costumes, including music, of course, and lighting design, all of these elements that I think really bring the circus to a whole new level.
Could you tell us a bit about what audiences can expect to see on stage?
Of course. One woman, Shana Swanson, she does both an aerial act. She'll do an aerial silks act. And she also does an act in what's called a seer wheel, which is essentially a large circle that she puts herself in and does acrobatics inside of the circle. The wonderful and of course, world-famous Flying Willendas doing the tightrope. It's Tino Willenda, his wife Olinka, their children Aurelia and Alex, and also Alex's wife Claire. All up on the high wire.
Wait, there's going to be a high wire in the halls? How are they going to get that up?
Well, that's a good question, but there will be a high wire in there.
My goodness.
Amanda Crockett, a lovely clown from Chicago, doing a hat juggling act and also a comedic trapeze performance. We have the Poema family, doing a Risley act, which is an incredible act in which the father, Adrian Poema, is on his back on a pedestal, and using his feet, he juggles his children and other family members while they do flips on his feet.
And that's when they're good. Imagine what happens when they're
Luciano Anastasini and his pound puppies is a really funny, fast-paced dog act, which I think is a crowd and family favorite always. Oh, and of course, Mikey the horse. Mikey, a miniature horse who's been with Circus Flora since its founding.
Can you tell us just a little bit about the pieces of the music you've got planned and how you chose the repertoire? Was that a joint?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Repertoire programming is always a collaborative effort. And the repertoire came, of course, principally from Cecil. This is her brainchild. She listened to about 7 weeks' worth of music over the summer to try and get a sense of what she wanted to program. She had the idea of this piece set in Slovakia, and so she's looking for some Eastern European music, some Russian music, and there's a composer called Ippolitov Ivanov, Russian composer. She found a whole new set of pieces which are just fantastic and perfect for setting the mood, setting the atmosphere of this enchanted place where all the magic happens. Combined with that, she's got some Slavonic dances by Dvorak, with some Hungarian dances by Brahms. There's music by other Russian composers, Rimsky-Korsakov and Anatol Liadov. Just perfect for this world.
It's such an interesting puzzle to put together because we're thinking through the storyline and the setting for it, but also working with the individual circus performers. So you need to find not only the pieces that work with the setting and work with the orchestra and work in kind of a theatrical order that you can put them side by side and have it flow nicely, but also you're dealing with the needs of the performers and making sure that they have the right length piece, the right feel to it, that it doesn't have some break in the middle that's going to throw them off.
Cecil has sent out all the pieces of music to the individual performers, and we've all been working with the same recordings. So one of the Slavonic dances is, I think, around 4 minutes long, and my job is to make sure it's exactly the same length as the one they've been working on, meaning my tempo has to match what they're used to. Now, I've got a bit of wiggle room, maybe a couple of seconds here and there, but I've got to be right on that in order for them to be able to show what they can do and to support them. There's been a tradition with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra that our Holidays in the Heartland Pops concert, which this is, has used members of the community. Both youth orchestras in both communities, we have both ballet companies have performed with us. And in Springfield, we will be joined for part of the evening by Springfield Youth Performance Group with their director, Taryn Grant. And we're thrilled that they're going to be part of the evening. It's just amazing that Circus Laura are able to be adaptable and to include that. Also in Bloomington, we'll be using USA Ballet with Ken Bellow, the director. Just it's another string to Circus Laura's bow that they can involve the local communities in what they're doing. We go well beyond the concert walls as well. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra actually is collecting non-perishable items to support a food bank in each community. And if you are able to bring a tin of food to, in Springfield, it'll be the Culmer Outreach Ministries. Then you get a $5 voucher, as well as having a great night at the symphony with the circus. You'll be helping the community as well by doing that. So it's all tied in. I just love it. It's a feel-good.
That's wonderful. Feel-good thing. The holiday spirit.
Holiday spirit,
beautiful.
Indeed.
I have been speaking with Jack Marsh, the artistic director of Circus Flora, and maestro Alastair Willis, conductor of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, about the Holiday Pops in the Heartland, a winter fable concert that will feature the Illinois Symphony Orchestra and numerous circus acts. Guest artists will include members of Circus Flora and others. The event will take place this evening, Friday, November 21st at 7 p.m., This is a family concert, and audience members of all ages are welcome. For more information about the event and about acquiring tickets, please visit the website of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra at ilsymphony.org. I'm Yona Stamatis.